This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're among friends, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is working to move, as we've told the story, I think, a couple of times this week, Victoria. Jennifer and her father run the cable radio network in Los Angeles, and they're moving from one facility to another, and she's been up all night. So pat her on the head and say goodnight.
Yeah.
Have a good night's sleep, or sleep for a couple of hours. We can work our way through without her, although we always miss her. She would especially be interested in having a conversation with this gentleman who's coming on with us now. The focus, the all eyes sort of thing with the Democratic National Convention over in Philadelphia. One of the people who was in attendance is Representative Chris Walsh, who is from my hometown of Framingham, somebody that I've known for a long time, have great regard for, and I thought it would be interesting for his time here with us to be spent talking about his observations as someone. I'm not particularly political. I'm not interested in, especially on the radio, at taking sides, but I do think that in this circumstance, watching Hillary walk out in that white pantsuit and you know, basically talk about what she's been saying for years. She's wanted this. And so, in a way, you feel good about her, whether you like her or you don't like her as a potential president. Seeing her come out there and have the victory that she's worked so hard for has to be something that makes you feel good, Chris.
Well, it does. Although I will tell you that I went to the convention as a Bernie Sanders delegate.
Yes, and I knew so, you did. That's right. All right. So how is that for you? Let's start with that. And the Sanders delegation. What were you dismissed? Did you feel that you were dismissed? Did you really feel satisfied? What did you feel?
So you know, if you look back at this and you see sort of what Sanders had done in this, I think everybody felt as if that there was going to be not much of a contest between Hillary Clinton and whoever.
At the beginning, you mean?
At the beginning.
Yeah.
And he came in as an outside candidate. And really, you know, if you don't have a race in politics, you can sort of sit back on your heels a little bit and try to figure out how you're going to sort of pattern this whole thing. And all of a sudden you have a race and you've got to really step up your game. So what Sanders did in the overall is he made the Democrats step up their game when it came to the policy side, to really start to define why they felt they were different. Now, you go back and you look at the immense change in American politics that Ronald Reagan brought in.
Mm-hmm.
And really sort of changed the landscape of the conversation in American politics. Not so much with his policies, but just the way he approached it. And I think that Sanders essentially is doing something similar now on the Democratic side. And so you have these two sides. You have the Clinton side, which tends to be very politically pragmatic. They have some hot button issues, but they look at it as a work that they're trying to sort of bring in that what they consider the big center of political thought. Now, I tend to little disagree with what's center and what's not in this country. I think it's a little more complicated than people would really think of, but I don't really think it's Republican and Democrat. I think that there's a populism versus a sort of sort of a business attitude.
Chris Walsh is with us, the representative and delegate for Bernie Sanders at the DNC. Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have touched, and I think you and I had this conversation not long ago, they've touched the same nerve, whether it be, you know, the fix may not be the same, but because of the total, not total, probably isn't the right or fair term, but there is a large segment of our society that is pretty much totally distrust government, dissatisfied with government, dissatisfied with what's going on, period. And so that's Sanders and Trump come in.
So I don't know if it's a distrust government, but they basically look at it and say it's not working for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people say it's not working for us, and they're cast around for a reason why they're not happy. And some will come up on the Trump side, you know, that government's in the way. And other people will say, hey, we've lost that that shared commitment to a sort of a community aspect of how you go forward, that you do things like infrastructure projects that are shared commitment to business. You do things like the safety net that are a shared commitment to our seniors and our kids. And so there's two poles right now. So but the disaffection that I think that a lot of people have is very, very real. The economy is really gangbusters on a couple very, very thin sort of marginal types of things, like the stock market's doing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we've got people who are in the military who can't get by without food stamps.
Yeah.
We have people who work two jobs who can't afford housing.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people look at that and say, so how is this shared commitment when we have people who are making, when we have people who have a golden parachute out of a job at Goldman Sachs for millions and millions of dollars, and they work 60 hours a week and they're falling behind. Yeah, I think a lot of people are very dissatisfied with that piece.
How did you first, just bring us to Bernie Sanders and what you thought, I mean, what kind of a guy is he really? I mean, I understand the philosophical nature of your support, but what kind of a, the only thing that I got out of watching him as I looked at him over the years was not somebody that you would have expected at 74 to go do what he did. And every once in a while I'd notice dandruff on his Navy jacket. He just sort of came across as someone who was sort of grandfatherly and not a likely candidate to have gotten the support that he did. So how did he appeal to you? I'm sure you were around him any number of times. So what grabbed you about him?
Well, so I would characterize him as a cranky Jewish intellectual guy.
Okay.
Which is why Larry David was perfect to play him.
Larry David, yeah. I mean, they were so perfect together. But but someone who the idea and the policy meant everything. I mean, remember, he's a sort of a refugee from the 1960s civil rights and
Woodstock.
But really more on the political. Kim Hayden.
Civil rights. And
civil
Vietnam.
And in that, you know, there's that serious logic of people who can say, hey, where are we going? What is the point of all of this stuff that's going on? And I think that he spoke to particularly the millennials, because if you go back and you think of how we've set this up recently with the millennials, the whole thing about college education, you know, you got to go to college, and in order to go to college, you're going to take out these huge loans. You get out of school with hundreds and thousands of dollars of debt that is non-dischargeable. It's kind of the only debt that's non-dischargeable. You can't go bankrupt. You can't die. That debt is attached to you like a tattoo on your skin.
Yeah, and we've heard stories where students have passed away, and then the debt gets passed to their parents, and the kids
Absolutely.
Aren't even alive anymore. It's terrible.
Right. So you and this is where I get very frustrated, because if you look at the issue with Mr. Trump, and now I'm an architect by trade, so I've been around the building business. The idea of using bankruptcy as a business technique, and I don't mean as a fail-safe, but as an actual
strategy. Yeah,
strategy is wild. It's actually wildly insulting to me, because I know those people who have put those materials in his building. You know, when an electrician or a plumber goes into a building like that, they own those materials that they're putting in that building. They take it out on credit, put them into the building, with the assurance that they've made a deal that they will be paid for that. So to have someone at the end of that, when it's all said and done, say, you know what, I don't want to pay you what we agreed I was going to pay you. I only want to pay you 50 cents on the dollar. And then if you complain, you'll do the Chapter 11 and you'll get 9 cents on the dollar. So it's a business strategy which I find deplorable. We're going to get into the sort of the political side of this, which is a lot of people say, hey, we want our government to run like a business. But now business looks at life and rightly so. Where's the cost? Where's the income? How do I maximize the cost versus the income versus the cost? And so that if you had a center of your business that was bleeding money, you'd get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, when you're talking bleeding money in the community, you're talking about your elders, people who are old, people who are young, people who have issues that, you know, you don't want them living under a bridge, really. So they're the people who have made mistakes. So these are things that I don't think the society really wants to treat like a profit center.
Yeah. All right, so we've got a couple minutes. Let's go to Hillary and support for her and where you think it's all going now. Bernie is sort of, she said last night, we hear you, you know, obviously appealing to you.
And the question is the Bernie people, whether or not, how much they believe her. Mm. And I would say right now it's probably pretty high.
Yeah.
But, of course, in everything, you know, you look at this and you say there's co-opting a position and then there's believing a position. And I think that that Bernie did an unbelievable job of leveraging his position, how well he did, and getting things on the platform that are important. We're talking about college debt. We're talking about home ownership. We're talking about a whole raft of things that were important. So he did a great job doing that. Now the question is are we going to continue to work on those things, or are they just going to be sort of absorbed and then marginalized?
Absorbed and ignored. And
yeah,
then,
if that's the case,
the millennials sit on their hands. They don't go and vote, it's handed to.
So a lot of my friends who are Hillary supporters, as this was going on, it became clear that Bernie did very well, but not well enough.
Mm-hmm.
When he came from nowhere, it's pretty amazing what he did. They basically said, "Well, you know, he's got to tell his kids now to join the fray and to get into it." And I would sort of retort, "No, she has got to prove to them that she has heard them."
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she says she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that they're focused now with the dynamics on it. So the question is, as we go forward, is she going to veer right or veer left?
Right. All right. Representative Chris Walsh, a Bernie Sanders delegate at the DNC here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The early years being released as a 27-disc box set. 20, you heard me correctly, 27 discs. This is a massive retrospective that will cover this band's formation, growth into one of the most influential rock acts. Isn't it interesting? Last hour we talked about the Beatles in that documentary, how much of this stuff, the Pink Floyd years were sort of existentially when the Beatles were at the height of their popularity, but then it extends into the 70s. There's a lot of unreleased demos in this 27-disc box set, TV appearances, 20 unreleased songs. This will all be out. Gee, what a coincidence. Just in time for Christmas. Wow. Do you think this would be a good Christmas present for Pink Floyd?
A lot of dads. Yeah. I feel like a lot of dads have this on their list.
Yes, right. Yeah, a lot of dads and even grandpas that are my age. 7 individual book-style packages. This set of 27 will bundle more than 15 hours of video, some rare BBC sessions that will appear, live concert performances that will appear, interviews, 3 feature films. So if you're a Pink Floyder, this is right out of your wheelhouse. This is going to be something that will do well. I think this will be a very popular item for music lovers for this Christmas. So if I can hardly wait until November. I'll bet there'll be some bootleg copies of this floating around fairly soon. But the official release, November 11th, for Pink Floyd, the early years, 27 discs. Wow. It really is. There's an undertaking. And there's a lot of good stuff there. All right, speaking of good stuff, Idina Menzel, to sort of have a contrast in the musical conversation here in this hour, is going to go to Lifetime. A lot of people love this woman's music. I never even knew who she was until Meredith told me who she was. I never heard of her before.
If you're, I mean, that's not surprising. If you didn't watch Glee, which I know you didn't, or if you weren't, if you're not a Broadway fan, you probably never would have known
which
who she was.
Which I know you're not. Yes, thank you very much. I'm through with pleasure. Star of Frozen. Star
I can't
of
picture
Rent.
You seeing Wicked. Let's put it that way.
No, I'm not big on it.
Yeah.
she's going to take on Bette Midler's role in a TV movie, which will remake the movie Beaches that was so popular in the late 80s. She's an aspiring singer trying to make it in L.A. This is basically the theme. She is discovered by a director who gives her a big, her first shot. Yes, this is the song. This is what everybody remembers from that show. Crank this up, Carol. Is this Idina singing this, or is this Bette Midler singing
this? This is Bette Midler, but Idina's going to be covering this in the movie.
Yeah.
And The Glory of Love was another big song from Beaches, so she'll be doing that as well.
Barbara Hershey was in the movie. Who plays that role in the TV show?
Hasn't been cast yet. Hasn't been announced. Yeah.
So the music includes Wind Beneath My Wings, Glory of Love, new takes on a couple of other songs as well that Idina Menzel will record specifically for the Lifetime movie. Kind of interesting they're doing this on Lifetime. And I don't know why.
I'm just laughing for a second here because this is the wrong Glory of Love. This is from Karate Kid.
Whatever. It's called Glory of Love. It's the same thing.
That's the story of. That's the Glory
probably
of Love.
We've got in our library.
Yeah, Doug's singing the correct song, and this is the wrong
the story
song.
That's the Glory
Nobody
of Love.
Nobody has to know.
All right, anyway, Idina Menzel. In the focus at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds, birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time, everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Conversationally, I'm Doug with Victoria. Jennifer, not around today, but she'll be back on Monday. I know she'll be full of vim, vigor, and vitality. Are you full of vim, vigor, and vitality? You're energized? I will tell you the two things that were said last night by Mrs. Clinton that I agree with 100%. The Citizens United Supreme Court case back in 2010 that decided that political donations are free speech. And then you can say, well, she's a hypocrite when it comes to this. Look at all the dough she's getting from big companies, corporations, whether it's channeled through the Clinton Foundation. I don't care about that. Well, I do care about it, but I want to have people focus on the issue. And there are two issues here. Citizens United free speech is garbage. And then subsequently, a couple of years later, the Supreme Court ruled that corporations were the same as individuals, which is more garbage and takes away from you and your ability to have one person, one vote be heard equally. I mean, let's face it. The reality is that you're not going to be able to get to somebody, as easily as someone who writes a check for their campaign. That's the way it is. But these big checks, the obscenity of the money, and the way that it's affected things like the other item that she talked about that I agree with 100% is the trade deal that will ruin this country. And Obama's on a crash course to get enough people to vote for it so he can sign it for whatever the reason. You can speculate on what happens after he gets out of office. Whatever. I don't care. This Trans-Pacific Partnership, which he talked about last night, is just bad. It's unfair. It doesn't support U.S. manufacturing. It puts the American family farmer out of business. And those two things.
Is that because I think everyone is slightly confused as to what it is. Is it going to put family farmers? Yes. Most people don't know what it is. So if you see all the no TPP signs in the delegation there, but no
both
one really
the Republicans
knows
and Democrats had those same signs.
Right. So is it the reason that it's going to put family farmers out of business because food is coming from other places?
Yes.
Cheap throughout that's a result of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, this opens the floodgates to meat and produce from anywhere and everywhere. And it has there's no inspection. It puts the it's almost like these people want to destroy the country. It's that obvious. They allow these things even now. Beef comes in here from Chile and Argentina. It's not inspected. You don't know what the hell you're getting. You don't even know because it's not labeled, because they've kept you from knowing where the country of origin. Labeling is not a part of this because they have defeated that. The moneyed interests have defeated that in Congress.
Right.
And so you don't know where this stuff comes from, but it's not inspected. We have the American family farmer inspected up the yin-yang with these new stupid FDA food security rules that are going to do nothing but get in the way of small family farmers as well. They're not the problem. And I've said that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The problem are these huge conglomerates that own the Dole family, for example, and all the food that they control.
Mm-hmm.
You can name it. Look across that's the name that first comes to mind. But those companies are Chiquita Bananas, another one.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that runs the family in Cincinnati, the most corrupt. Oh, my God, are they corrupt. This is an example. When I was working in afternoons in Cincinnati, I remember being blacklisted because I wasn't from Cincinnati anyway. The first day I went on the air there, this is 1988, the first call I got, I did 2 to 6 on WCKY that same year I started doing this program in the morning. The first caller came from somebody in northern Kentucky, which Cincinnati is right on the border. You stupid liberal Boston bastard, why don't you get back on the plane and go back to where you came from? That was the first call that I got on the air.
Did he call you a masshole? Because that's another one that you guys get a lot.
Some of that stuff. He didn't know what my politics were. He didn't know anything about where I came from. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because we have just so much of a focus on what is corruption and what we do about it. And this business let me finish the story about Chiquita Banana first. So the family is named Linder. Carl Linder runs Chiquita Banana. And there were reports that nobody else would talk about in Cincinnati. I went on the air one day and told a story that I had gotten from, I think it was the Daily News. I don't remember where I got it. But Chiquita Banana and its corporate parents had been indicted in, I want to say it was Brazil, but it may not have been, some South American country, for killing the union leaders who were trying to organize the banana pickers that were working for Chiquita. And so in order to dissuade people from becoming union members, the people, it went all the way to the top, They never got them. But that's because they bought their way out of it. But basically, the family had said, anybody who wants to unionize these guys, just kill them. And so I went on.
And
the
you know, I've heard similar stories about the pineapple that's grown in Hawaii.
Hmm.
When I was in Hawaii, I actually don't remember how, but met up with a family that they were pineapple pickers and farmers, and that's what they did. Yeah. And it was a very similar story where it's very Gestapo like when you hear the details, and that was happening in Hawaii in the United States.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was, I'm just telling you that story because I became very unpopular there after telling that story. And the only thing that saved me was my friendship with Pete Rose.
The baseball player?
Yeah, he was on the air on the same station. He followed me at 6 o'clock, and we became good friends.
He's a character. I find him interesting.
He is a character. You're right about that. So anyway, the point is that these trade deals that get made by the Chiquita Bananas and the Dole and all these other people, they want to buy the stuff as cheap as they can, bring it in, and, you know, that's business. I get it. But the government doesn't have to support that. The government right. ought not to be supporting that. The right. government ought to be supporting the people who are growing all of this stuff here. And this trade deal doesn't. So Mrs. Clinton said last night, I'm against it. And so those are the two things. The rest of the stuff she talked about was all nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Climate change and gun control and, you know.
Well, I thought it was interesting that she did say about the gun control, I'm not trying to take your guns away. And that's something that the people on the right don't seem to understand, that it, just because you're liberal doesn't mean you want to take your guns away. It's we don't want them in the wrong hands. And there's a very big difference there. It's like saying that you're pro-choice or not pro-choice. It's like, well, no one's pro-abortion. No one wants that. But we are pro-choice.
Yeah.
Who's pro-abortion? No one wants that.
Oh, yeah.
Pro-abortion?
Yeah.
I don't know a single woman who is pro-abortion.
Ah, there's the key word. Women. Women don't have the final say. It's always men who are gumming off about this. You never hear women have really a serious debate that differs one from the other. Women do not differ. I'm talking about men who stick their nose in something.
Well, I agree
they really
with you on
have
that.
No business sticking
agree,
their nose in.
I agree completely,
so
yeah.
That's why I said what I said, because
yeah.
that's, you know,
no, I agree with you. Yeah, I hear you.
Away of that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've straightened up...
We bridge the gap here a lot more than I think we give each other credit for.
Everybody has a position here, and it's good.
Yeah.
In a moment, good news for couples who binge-watch television programs. The TV Report is up next, 43 past the hour here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations? For barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists. A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Get the Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Firestone
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we go with the TV report for Friday, the 20th of July. Sarah's going to have an update on what's on tonight. But there's a very interesting study that was announced yesterday. I get a kick out of this. A British company is going to start selling commitment rings, pieces of wearable technology that sync to streaming services and block access to certain shows until both rings are nearby. I have had this conversation with the lady that I love about Scandal. She started. We've watched any number of shows together, binge watch, and she had not seen Scandal. She went back to the beginning of it and started watching. And every once in a while, she said, "Well, I watched another episode of Scandal last night if I wasn't around." Turns out binge-watching programs together makes your relationship much stronger, especially if you don't share a lot of mutual friends. And that's the case. I don't know if that's the case here or not. Anyway, Netflix cheating, it's called. Sneaking in solo episodes of a show that you ordinarily watch with your significant other is a hard thing to resist. Relationship experts cite it as a growing topic of arguments between couples. I will tell you, I was miffed. She watched an episode or two of Scandals. In modern day...
You're part of this study.
In modern day romance, the New York Times writes, quote, "Resisting the impulse to binge so that you may watch with a lover is the new equivalent of meeting the parents or sharing a sober kiss." So, the couples that binge watch together, stay together. There you go.
I love that.
MTV... In the television news circle today, bringing back the 90s, this is a big story. They're going to rebrand VH1 Classic as MTV Classic, featuring a mix of MTV series, music programming from the old days, the 90s. They thought it was the old days, good God. This starts next Monday, 35 years to the day that MTV first went on the air.
Wow.
Returning shows include Daria, Beavis and Butthead, Run's House, Pimp My Ride, Cribs, Jackass, Punk'd, Wonder Show, and Clone High. Every Friday, MTV Classic will feature music series in primetime, including MTV Unplugged and Storytellers. Good heavens.
That's what I'm most excited about, because they have a Prince Unplugged, yeah, where it's just him with an acoustic guitar, and they never aired it. And
really?
That's going to be part of this series. And I saw a clip of it, and he's just... what he can do on an acoustic guitar was phenomenal.
All right, what's on TV? What's tonight's the big deal?
On tonight, if you haven't had enough of politics, or if you want to get like a recap, Senator Bernie Sanders and former Representative Barney Frank are both guests on Real Time with Bill Maher. Mm. That'll be interesting to hear how Bernie feels now, you know, after all this is over.
Those three guys together, it'll be a big bang fest of the bad. The other guys are bad and we're good. Be boring as hell. Unless you're on that wavelength, then it's great.
Well, I don't normally watch this show, but I'm interested to see what Bernie feels now, because Bill Maher can get a lot of people to open up. also, tonight, Mysteries at the Museum. This is an interesting show tonight on the Travel Channel at 9. Don Wildman's going to investigate the father of the American cavalry, Rosa Parks, and a UFO sighting.
Really? All right, that's tonight on TV, 10 minutes before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries,
batteries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good place for you to be. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, has been around for decades helping people come up with the best deals and interesting trips and ideas. We're entering the fall deal zone, and we'll get some expertise on how to buy and what to buy from Pauline Frommer in just a minute here on Good Day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
55 past the hour. Happy to have back Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guides. So, Pauline, it looks like we're into the fall deal zone. There isn't a day goes by on my computer or my email that I don't have three or four items of interest. Buy a ticket for $23 or some other thing like that. What's the best, is this the best time in the good weather to be traveling as far as being able to afford to travel?
Well, so long as you're not going to what are called leaf-peeping destinations. Those are really crowded in the fall. People love to see the autumn foliage. But pretty much anywhere else in the world, yeah, prices are going to drop because the kids are back in school. So that's a huge chunk of the population that won't be traveling.
So how do you know, in terms of destination, I've been thinking about taking a trip in late September, maybe early October, to various destinations in Europe. And I guess I wonder, I looked at the prices earlier and I got sort of scared away from doing it. Now, if I believe or if I hear what you say, this is the time to do it. Do you need, how much lead time do you need? A month or less in order to pick the right deals for the right places?
Well, we're not seeing as many last-minute deals as we used to. So if you're thinking of traveling in the fall, I would start looking now. I don't think there are going to be that many last-minute deals. However, there are some great deals if you're willing to take some risk. For example, it's hurricane season in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
A lot of Caribbean resorts will give you guarantees that if your vacation gets washed out, you'll get your money back, and your money will be much lower. That's for both Caribbean cruises and for Caribbean vacations. In Europe, we've seen a drop-off in the number of flights going there.
Mm-hmm.
Your flight going there may be slightly more expensive, but costs on the ground are down because the euro and the British pound, obviously, because of Brexit, continue to drop in value. So
yeah,
it's a good time there.
I'm on one of your Fromer sites looking at a Royal Caribbean cruise liner in a port with a picture of people on these little skiffs traveling toward, and it looks so huge in these little ports, these big ships get in there. Isn't it amazing that they can get in? And sometimes they have to use their little boats to get people to shore, but it really is amazing to see some of these huge ships in some of these small little locations.
Yes, but some of them they can't get into, and that's why they've created their own personal islands, which I think is kind of a cheat. You go to this little island, and it's all Royal Caribbean, or it's all Norwegian, or Holland, or whatever it is, and it's not quite the authentic experience you hoped for when you took a cruise. You're probably going to get a more authentic experience of the destinations if you take a mid-sized cruise ship. Some of those now stay overnight in ports, so you don't have to rush back to the ship in a panic.
Mm-hmm. Best days of the week to fly, cheapest ones anyway. Tuesday, I think, is it, isn't it, along with Wednesday and Saturday, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, for most destinations. It varies, but yes, that's the general rule of thumb.
Yeah. All right, keep that in mind. If you're planning on traveling, you have a lot of free time in the fall, now's the time to start thinking about it. Pauline.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.